another activist that got basically drafted into being an activist by having her medical place raided. Lori Duckworth has come here from Oregon just to tell you about her struggle and what she's been doing and what she thinks should be done. Lori Duckworth.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be back in Boise. This is my third year speaking here in Idaho, second year in Boise. Welcome to Boise Hemp Fest. You know, I'm really proud of being part of the Idaho family here. I have some really great friends here. My good friend Russ Belleville, this is his home. Bill Espenson lives here. You all know Bill. He's been a leader here in Idaho for quite a while. He was raided at the 45th parallel in Ontario. And like Steve said, I was raided too down in Medford, Oregon. I was the former director of Southern Oregon Normal for 4.5, almost 5 years. My facility sat next to the federal courthouse in Southern Oregon, and if you remember me talking last year, or you've followed my story, it's tough in Southern Oregon. We had that wonderful Sheriff Mike Winters. You might remember him from the shows on TV, hanging out of the helicopter saying he was going to end cannabis and all the grows. Oregon, well, it didn't quite work. We're legal in Oregon now, and you all know that because you shop regulated. Thank you, Adela. Because you shop over in Huntington. Came through Huntington yesterday. Quite a sight to see. 2 dispensaries. We made that possible in Oregon 18 years ago with the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act. You heard my good friend Lee Berger just tell you the story about Jack and John starting Voter Power with himself, Lee Berger. Voter Power was a great organization. I was part of Voter Power for a long time before starting Southern Oregon Normal. That's how you start it, people. You start talking to each other. You start talking to your legislators.
Yep.
You vote out the assholes that don't think like you and don't represent you. You put people in office that do. You put yourselves in office. You don't have to be the prettiest or the ugliest. You just have to do it. You have to dress appropriately and break that stigma. That's for sure. Now, I'm not saying anything against tie-dye because Lee Berger wears a tie-dye tie to almost everything he goes to, including court appearances as an attorney. He was my husband's attorney after we were raided. We beat 29 felonies for myself and 28 felonies for my husband. They made up the charge so we could take a plea bargain to get rid of those felonies, and we were only charged with one felony. The felony was delivery of more than 1 ounce of cannabis to another medical marijuana cardholder for no consideration, which under the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act is legal. But it was the only way we could beat the 29 and 28 felonies. We got 11 months of bench probation, and our guns and ammunition were returned to our adult son still living in our home. That's never been done in the state of Oregon. We had to close Southern Oregon Normal. I moved away from Southern Oregon into Portland, kept working in the cannabis business, running a clinic, certifying people for the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. We've got over 76,000 patients when once they only thought there'd be about 500. I got to keep my patient card. And after we were convicted, I was diagnosed with cancer. I fought for 2 years, no chemo, no radiation. 2 months ago, I'm lily white clean. Don't ever let anybody tell you that your use of cannabis is wrong. It's not. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a community leader, I'm a businesswoman, and I will never stop fighting for what is right, neither should you. Don't ever let anybody put shame upon you. But you've got to get involved. I stay pretty close with all the people over here by phone, fax, email, Skype. I hear that a lot of you have just been waiting on everybody else to get it done. And that's not how you get it done. I understand you're afraid. I didn't like sitting in jail for 8 days. I'd never been in trouble at all except a speeding ticket or two. That's how they control you. That's how Butch Otter controls you. You can't be afraid. You've got to get out there. Talk to each other. Talk to people at church. Did you know that even God-fearing people use cannabis? What if God smoked cannabis? Get signed up back there with the Green Majority, like Dana said. You're going to hear a lot of speakers today talk. I'm going to talk later about some other stuff. This will probably be about the only time I talk about what happened to me because I've moved past it. Everybody has to look forward to the future, but you can't forget the mistakes of the past. Look to Oregon. Look to Washington. Decriminalization is about the best way to go. That means equal rights for everybody. If you guys have any questions, you'll see us all walking around here today, all of us. You probably recognize our faces. Stop us. Talk to us. We want to share our stories. Thanks, everybody, for coming out today. It's a beautiful day.